Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This is a program that spotlights nonprofit agencies in Greater New Bedford and the work they're doing to improve the quality of life for all here in the South Coast. AHA in New Bedford has another outstanding program for the month of December. AHA Night is Thursday, December 11th. This month's theme is NB Festive. Kim Goddard, AHA Director, here to tell us all about that. Kim, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. We kick things off with this December AHA night, December 11th, with something called the Nordic Winter Wonderland. It's located at the Poor Farm Tavern Patio and Wings Court at 4:30. What's going on there?
This is our AHA moment that the team's pulled together, and the feature of the Wonderland is this Finnish-style sauna and cold plunge, if you can believe it. There's a group called Tranquil Tides that brings in the sauna with changing room, and all you need to do is bring your workout gear to warm up inside the sauna, and if you're brave, wear that bathing suit underneath for the cold plunge. But there'll be a fire pit to warm up by and hot chocolate, as well as a fire dancer and a DJ spinning tunes. And then just nearby in the Wings Court, the Sipican Band will be performing. Yeah. These are fifth and sixth graders, really talented young folk that are coming to sing and perform and play the classics.
Well, this indeed may be an AHA moment. That one there. We'll watch on that one. But okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Ugly holiday sweaters, big part of the December 11th AHA night. A lot of venues are doing something with ugly sweaters. Tell us about that.
Well, we should all don our ugly Christmas sweater. But if you don't have one, the Beyond House, starting at 4 o'clock, is actually hosting a sweater making, an ugly sweater making Christmas sweater making event for young adults 16 to 25. And then you can move on over to the Roach Jones Deaf House because they're really celebrating the holiday sweater. And, you know, check out their decked out halls of the mansion, which are always so beautiful, as well as taste some of the yummy cookies that they have available. This is all part of their sixth annual contest where everyone can submit their cookies, their very best recipe, to be judged that night. In fact, I think they're still welcoming a few submissions. And then after that, you can head over, if you're of age, to Coastal Bubbles and Wine Bar. They're also having a Christmas sweater party and having some bingo fun as well.
All right. Like I said, lots of sweater events are going on this month. And as we talked last month, as the weather gets colder, these events gradually move indoors.
Sure.
And that's kind of what's happening.
Yeah, although, I mean, clearly with the AHA moment, we've got an opportunity with the fire pit and everything to keep you
warm.
That's
kind of outside.
Yeah, but you're right. Most things are moving indoors.
Two events somewhat similar. One at the New Bedford Community Health Center, 384 Christian Avenue. The other is at DeMello International Center on Union Street. And one place you can meet the Grinch. The other you can chat with Santa.
I mean, what holiday evening wouldn't be the same without a Santa and a Grinch. As you mentioned, the Community Health Center is hosting the Grinch from 4 to 8, and that's where families can come and meet the Grinch, make ornaments and other crafts, as well as enjoy some hot chocolate, and there's going to be face painting as well. And then if they head over to the DeMello building, they can join United Way. They're having the meet and greet with Santa. You can take a photo. There's also other face painting opportunities and crafts and yummy treats to enjoy there too.
Okay. There, as we've mentioned, there's just a lot of things going on here, and we're kind of bunching them into groups. Lots of festive crafts and ornament making going on during AHA night as well. Is that right, Kim?
Yeah, that's right. So just like we said, you know, at some of the at the Health Center and at United Way's event, you can do some crafting. But then if you head over to the library, and that's from 3 to 5, you're going to be hosting a craft your own tree ornament. And then if you go over to New Bedford's Research and Robotics, you can also make your own ornament over there, or go over to the Pilgrim United Church and make a gingerbread house. Fishing Heritage Center is also hosting a decorate your own scallop shell, which is also kind of fun.
Yep. So it's, again, nonstop activity at the AHA Night, December 11th, Thursday, December 11th. It starts, fun things start happening at 4 o'clock. And so check it out. As we say every time we're on the air here with Kim, we're giving you a kind of a running snapshot of what's happening. You should check. You should go to AHA New Bedford. Is that right? AHA New Bedford.
AHANewBedford.org.
Yeah. AHANewBedford.org. And check out the schedule of events, because there's times and venues and all those things.
And a lot more detail gets added every day, more right. programming and the like.
Okay, so you're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Kim Goddard, director of AHA in New Bedford. AHA Night this month is Thursday, December 11th. Well, it's great to see the Star Store opening up again for AHA Night. The event at the Star Store is happening at 4 p.m. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're thrilled. This is really special. So two alumni from UMass Dartmouth's CVA PA school are curating an exhibit in the window, so really lighting up the windows mm-hmm. with an exhibit that, you know, honors the memories of the Star Store and provides different perspectives on its history. And this is these two individuals, Anise and Fallon, are putting this together and then hosting inside a print screening activity, as well as a maker's market. So lots going on there. Another opportunity to warm up with some hot cider and chocolate, too.
Okay. So, boy, it's great to see that building open. And I hope,
yeah.
You know, I know we've got an organization from Boston that's looking at future uses and planning and doing all that work. And they'll be announcing, I'm sure, their vision for the building, based on input from the public.
Yeah, very thoughtful engagement there to figure that out.
Hopefully we can learn soon what's happening there, but this is great to have it open at least for one night to see all the
Yeah, the exhibit
things.
Will be going on for a while, but it kicks off that night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, the New Bedford Art Museum has been a contributor here for AHA, and is doing so, I think, in a very tasteful way, honoring the work of three artistic luminaries, who I believe are all deceased now, but all of these folks worked at the Swain School of Design.
Yeah.
And they've left behind some wonderful work.
Yeah, they're all very unique and all have three distinct styles. And they're all local. Yeah. So there's the work from Willoughby Bill Elliott, Severin Sig Haynes, and Mark St. Pierre. And as you said, they were all leading figures and in the studio and classrooms of the Swain School and the University of Massachusetts.
Okay. So, and their work will be on display. The opening reception is AHA Night, December 11th, and it's on display at the New Bedford Art Museum, which is right on Pleasant Street in the city. Once again, lots of music, including carolers, children's chorus, and the New Bedford Symphony Crawl. Now, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun, Kim. What's the details on these events?
Well, let's start with the crawl. It's a really fun and unique program that starts down at Play Arcade. So several musicians, whether they play violin, viola, cello, horn, and the like, will come together and play some very lively music. At three different locations. They'll start off at Play, then make their way over to the Poor Farm, and then finally wind up at Sixes and Seven. So a wonderful combination of music and refreshment.
So again, carolers, children's chorus, and the New Bedford Symphony Crawl. Talk to us about the caroling group and the children's chorus.
Sure. So we're pleased to have the Sea Glass Theater come back and carol and bring joy to all the neighborhoods and streets of downtown. And they'll be kicking things off around 4:30, right at the Winter Wonderland, actually. Okay. But they'll be making the round, so everyone can catch them as they make their way through AHA Night and join them, if they like, in caroling. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the Sipican Band will be performing favorites over in Wings Court at starting at 5 o'clock.
AHA After Dark at 8 locations in the downtown area. This is, you know, AHA comes up with great ideas. This is a great idea. To keep it going. Keep the activity going even after 8 p.m. You know, it's later in the day when kids start to get tired. Adults start to get tired, depending on how old they are. But anyway, and it sounds like a great night. AHA After Dark music, again, at 8 locations in the downtown area. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, you know, AHA Night appeals to a lot of different folks, a lot of different ages, and this is a way to engage other folks that may not come earlier for some of the youth-based activities. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our downtown businesses and partners recognized that this is a fun opportunity and really sort of leaned into this idea of keeping it going, as you said. So Buttonwood Brass is at the Harbor Hotel. Guitarist and singer Justin Sampson is at Cork Wine and Tapas. And there's something new, too, that's happening at Gallery X that's just started up called the New Bedford Jam. And this is hosted by Sean Fitzgerald, where they've got an open mic starting at 6:30, but starting at 7:30 and onward to 9:30, they've got a jam. So they're just asking people to come with their instruments. You can actually sign up on our website. Mm-hmm. And then, as you mentioned, there's several others doing late night activity. There's a poetry open mic. There's a DJ at Bento's, Wamtronica. Neil McCarthy, who's been a regular at the Poor Farm, mm-hmm. will be there that night going till 11:30. And then karaoke for adults at Play.
Okay. So it really, AHA After Dark, is that something you've done before and bring it back for the winter months, or is this like the first year?
This is the first year, actually. And we're hoping that more and more partners and, you know, the AHA team will come up with some more ways to bring additional experiences to that After Dark time frame.
Okay, so you might think the work of AHA is done. We're at the end, AHA After Dark, blah, 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 this and that. But no. The next day, there's a cleanup day on December 12th.
Yes, this is our Mirror Day, Volunteer Cleanup and Beautification Day, you know, where the date of the day matches the number of the month. So on 12/12, kicking off at Nativity Prep, we'll be meeting at 12:30 with a number of community members to clean up downtown. We sort of divide and conquer, and we've got partners in the Community Bodie Center, the National Park, Gallery X, YOU, YMCA, and others who are all pitching in. And this time we're going to have the seventh graders and faculty helping us. And so far we've picked up over 200 pounds of garbage and litter, which is a good start. We're going to take a break in January, but this will be our last cleanup for the year.
All right. So December does sound like a special month for AHA Night here in New Bedford. Besides all this, the AHA group has been meeting periodically to discuss downtown New Bedford and the future of the downtown. And they have invited the public, the merchants. You've had everybody in there, I would suppose, at one time or another. And there's one more meeting. Is that right?
Well, actually, we're continuing to meet. It's true. But we have an open survey that's closing on December 15th. And to your point, we want to hear from everybody.
Yeah.
We have been meeting with business owners, property owners, residents, visitors, and the like. And, you know, we recognize that there's multiple ways to reach folks, and we're really hoping that this is another way to get input.
Okay. And when do you expect to release a report on your findings, or at least on the meetings?
Sure, sure. So we're going to be continuing to meet. We're going to be wrapping up the survey, which, by the way, people can find on our website.
AHANewBedford.org.
Correct. And then early in the year, we'll be summarizing the findings as we sort of go into phase two of this effort, as we refine and look at what we've been hearing and what the priorities are and some of the themes that we heard.
Okay, very good. Well, it's again, a very special month. You can join the fun, AHA, on December 11th. Kim and I have just provided really a glimpse of all the activities on December's AHA night. For a complete list, times, venues, check out ahanewbedford.org. Thank you, Kim, for coming in.
Thank you.
Up next, it's been a record-breaking year for New Bedford's Immigrant Relief Organization, ICA. We'll learn about the Immigrants Assistance Center. Town Square Sunday continues.